Supporters and opponents of North Carolina House Bill 2 both rallied near the legislature today as lawmakers returned to Raleigh for the short session. Four Democratic representatives made the first move, filing a bill to repeal the controversial law. The repeal would be effective March 23rd, the day lawmakers adopted and Governor McCrory signed HB 2. The new bill also would allocate $545,000 to pay for the state Human Rights Commission. Republican leaders have already said they won't repeal the law. HB 2 opponents rallied outside the legislature, then delivered a repeal petition to the governor with nearly 190,000 signatures. Reverend Jasmine Beach Ferrara of the Campaign for Southern Equality spoke at the rally, covered by TV station WRAL.
When a law seeks to undermine the fundamental truth that all people are equal, when a law exists solely to demean one group of people, it is, by definition, immoral.
At midday, hundreds of HB 2 supporters gathered to urge lawmakers not to repeal the law. The rally was organized by the Keep NC Safe Coalition, which includes conservative and Christian groups. Speakers like this one, recorded by TV station WRAL, say it protects women and children.
What could possibly be more phony or hypocritical than a sexual predator that passes himself off as a woman, exploits a loophole in a city ordinance like the one passed in Charlotte, positions himself in a woman's restroom, and preys on women and children?
House Bill 2 excludes lesbian, gay, and transgender people from state and local anti-discrimination protections and prohibits transgender people from using restrooms of their gender identity.